How now, brown cow, how now? That is way too loud for some reason. What's the weather like today, Eugene?
Saucy.
Or is it saucy?
Spicy. That's nice out today.
It's a perfect
day. Here comes your buddy.
Oh, no. Let's see what happens. We gotta get another accident on the podcast.
Turn the camera now.
I guess we're doing cold open today.
Let's do it.
The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid beating? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
I never muted us, so.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode 47. We're at the end of February. Joel, how's it going?
Horrible. Completely horrible. Everything's on fire.
Everything's on fire, but you're not all right with it. So.
Well, I'm enduring.
What the hell is that guy looking at?
He remembers.
He sees it probably, that it's still not fixed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, end of February. Yeah, what's going on, Joel? Tell the listeners, if they don't know.
Corporate America is horrible, people.
Yes, they are.
On the upside, I help have insurance and have a place to live and sleep. Mm-hmm. The stress, on the other hand, is not so great.
Yeah.
Stressful kill workers also are not fun. Mm-hmm. Had a guy call yesterday. He goes, hey, can we do this? I'm like, no. Well, Angster can do it. Why can't you? I'm like, because we're not Angster. That's why.
Because you're not who?
Angster, our company we bought.
Oh.
They apparently can do this special thing that we can't do. I'm like, we've never done that.
Sounds ridiculous. Hey, that wasn't us.
Nope.
It's my neighbor recycling. Because it's a recycling city.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, just no more corporate crap. And then on top of that, my coworkers have been sending me these little Instagram memes about sucky workplaces. Have you heard of silent firing?
What, a silent firing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's when they make things so horrible you just quit
because
they don't want to pay out severance. Or
that makes sense, yeah. I think I have heard of that, just not that in that term. People are doing goofy shit like that all the time, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're trying to. I think that's what the bank tried to do to me. They tried to make it so terrible, but they didn't realize that I could put up with a lot of bullshit.
Who's got two thumbs and the same thing?
Yep, every day I went for my lunch, and I went and sat in the grass outside and ate a couple hard-boiled eggs and took a nap and went right back into that beige fucking cave they had and just suffered through it.
Yeah.
They're lucky I didn't day drink back then because I had a fucking went off.
It's funny because I was doing some thing, and I'm like, I've got a lot of knowledge that is not many people have of that company.
Hmm.
But there's still, like, secrets that I know that other people don't even deal with. And with my coworker being on a paternity leave, I'm the only game in town.
Never assume you're irreplaceable.
Oh, no. I'm not irreplaceable, but I do know if I do get canned, there's going to be a vacuum. It's going to make me happy.
Yeah, well, and like I said, like the book says, it's better to be a linchpin than a cog. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good book if we never covered that one here. But
which book?
I think it's called Linchpin by, I got a couple of his books. He's like a good marketing guy.
The Robert Greene Infinity Gauntlet has been serving me well.
That's good, yeah.
The only problem is I've got people keep squawking at me about the sky is falling.
Yeah, that's the downside of people that haven't been through the self-development journey. They panic too easily about everything, and it's, yeah, my company, it seems like it's every time they change CEO or somebody gets a promotion, people start worrying about everything going all wrong, and I've been through it too many times to get worried about it.
Well, this is my coworker's first time through this kind of stuff, and they're calling him out. I'm like, did you write the data in the database? Because I didn't write the data in the database. I'm not responsible what's in there. I just pull it out. it's like you're the code check guy. Like, imagine this. You work at a fancy restaurant, And let's say, for example, a fire broke out in the coat room right before you got there. Mm-hmm. You walk in the door. They give you the ticket. You go out. You get the coat. The coat's on fire, but you put it out. I'm like, here's your coat. You can't get mad at the coat check guy. Is it on fire in the back? You didn't do it.
True, I guess.
But a lot of people take responsibility. Oh, this coat's all messed up. They're going to be mad at me. I'm like, so what? You didn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Jocko extreme ownership part to that that you could probably be applied. I'm not sure how that would work for something like that where you're, I mean, the only thing would be, I should have done more to ensure that there was fire prevention methods in
the... If your job is to retrieve the coat, your job is to retrieve the coat. Whatever happens in storage is not your responsibility.
Yeah, but I think Jocko's point would be to, you know, how do you avoid that situation happening in the future of a coat catching fire? I think that would be Jocko's point, not that there's anything you can solve right then, but that'd be the ownership. You take ownership of the problem by offering a solution. And that solution has to be more than go fuck yourself.
That wasn't my solution. it's like the first thing in the snow crash where the pizza shop's on fire, and it's like, well, trying to deliver the pizza.
I got to read that book again sometime, but
yeah.
We'll add that to our laundry list of books this year.
I am going to need an extension for this book because
I'm
going
to try and power through bullshit.
I got through that. I burned through that real quick.
Yeah, you listen to it. I've been reading the dry, boring thing, and reading statistics and talking of statistics just bores the shit out of me. Not a good book. Not an entertaining book at all.
So then I guess in April we'll do a new second set of books then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be done with bullshit before then.
Yeah.
But I think I have like 10 hours left in Wiseman's Fear. Because I forgot how long that book was. I was like
42 hours.
Well, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, wait a second, they still haven't even gotten to this part yet. Like, I know that's coming. So like, holy crap, it's a long book.
I was crunching the numbers. I'm like, that's almost like 3 hours a day we get to this book. That's
been boring. Yeah.
Should have picked something shorter.
There's nothing shorter.
But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of music. Been trying to... I've been having a career midlife crisis. Trying to figure out, okay, eventually I might get canned or have to leave. What do you do next?
Yeah, figure out your escape plan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always good to have one. Jocko talks about that, and always have an escape plan. But, I mean, for a lot of people, that's... They didn't have one, and that's why there's so many people looking for jobs, at least in my field, on LinkedIn and stuff. It seems like everyone's looking.
Yeah, I was playing with some AI stuff. Somebody wrote a AI that would go out, look at a job site, look at the job, tell you what the skills are required, and tell you like what you need and all that stuff. So I played around. I'm like, well, that's not going to help me in this field.
It's better just to fucking get out of the computer field, I'm feeling. If I had the chance, I'd take a year off and do something different and come back to it fresh.
Well, if I had money, I would just go do something else, but I need the money now.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of people. Especially people that bought houses.
Yeah.
Do you? The stuff you own ends up owning you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
New car, new house. That's probably where Spaghetti-O went now. He's going to drive into your house.
He doesn't know where I live. He doesn't know my address. I got cameras, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I see a GMC Terrain.
What's that?
If I see a GMC Terrain, I know where I'm going.
Yeah. February's almost over. March is coming up. What's going on in March? Anything?
Nothing. I notice a lot of people go on vacation. I'm like, wow, how can you do that?
Yeah, I might do. I'm not doing a vacation, but I probably have to spend some days sometime soon to get through a couple projects here. I don't know. March is not much really going on. I'm thinking about getting the garden set up, but it's probably too soon for Pittsburgh.
Yes, it is, unless you start doing seedlings in the basement, like my dad does.
Yeah, I'll probably just buy seedlings somewhere.
That's not very self-reliant.
Got to get it started somewhere, and I don't have the time to do it in the basement. No room in the basement. this year I'd actually like to grow some stuff and eat it. Unlike last year where I didn't eat anything. We grew, barely grew anything. But I didn't have my super sweet, self-sufficient irrigation system.
Mm. I might try and grow some potatoes or something.
Yeah, why not?
You can't eat stuff if it's underground. Fuck you, deer.
I always wanted to do the thing where they grow the potatoes in the tower. Did you see that?
No.
It's like they get like a fence or something, and they make a tower out of it. They fill it with the dirt. They layer like the potatoes and the dirt in there, and then they can just stick their hand through and like pull out a potato when it's ready.
Okay. I was looking at terrariums. My aloe plant started to try and die.
Hmm.
So I divided up and try and get this set. And I have like the ones I wanted to set didn't set. The ones that didn't, I didn't, are actually doing well. So we'll see how that goes. I want to make a terrarium because I keep seeing this filter. It's supposed to be like a biodegradable air purifier using algae.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really using the algae. It's like basically you've got this piece of algae, you've got this other piece of clay stuff, and then you got their actual filter. Like they made it sound like it was a living plant.
Weird. I know there's a list of plants that are good for the air, but I think most plants we're worried about are like toxic to cats or something, so we have to do some research on that before we did that. I do want to plant, I think, lemongrass and some other stuff in the backyard to get rid of some of those mosquitoes in the summer. Mm. If the bats would ever show up to the bat house, then we'd have a lot less of those, too. And we're back to talking about getting chickens again. Chickens will eat those bastards.
Well, I gotta think about my grass this year now that all the other crap is gone.
Yeah.
Japanese knotweed is not fun.
What's that?
It's this invasive type of weed that like it's got thorns on it and crap.
Mm.
It just grows everywhere.
Wow.
Like it's hard to get rid of.
Hmm. Like lantern flies.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be that kind of year, I guess, for us. Well, see if we can actually get to... I bought a beginner's canning set last year, and I didn't use it, but I would like to start doing that. So many little projects.
I was stockpiling recipes off of Instagram that I need to compile into actual text again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All the fun.
Been a lot of Instapot meals. Love beef and potatoes and carrots and chicken and rice and whatnot.
That's the way to be. And then, you haven't been talking about your pizza oven in a while.
Well, it's been too cold to use it.
Too cold to use a pizza oven.
Well, when it's outside, it's 20 degrees, and you gotta stand outside and turn the pizza.
Yeah, you know how to breathe your way through that.
I'd rather not. I know how to take a punch. Yeah. I don't want to take a punch.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of things I don't want to do.
Such is life.
Mm-hmm.
C'est la vie. Yeah. I got the motorcycle to turn over this week. Nice. It's still not idling. I found out what the idle screw is, and I thought it was the two that are on the carbs, but those are something different. They do something with the idling also in the air intake, but they're not the main one. So I'm hopeful that I can get that back up and running next month. That's on the agenda.
Bought a new 3D printer because found out mine is being weird. I'm supposed to get to certain temperatures, and it's like bailing out for no reason.
Mm.
And I found out that the new generation are much faster.
Mm.
So, and Amazon had a lightning deal as well when I was looking at 3D printers. I'm like, must be a sign from Amazon.
Yeah. I used your heating gun to locate, well, to tell when the squirrel was not in this little hidey hole in my roof, which was kind of funny. And then I trapped him and I let him go in the cemetery over here.
You feel like the predator?
Yeah, kind of, but that's a terrible way to go looking at the world. I always thought in the movie when you seen the way he saw that, I'd be tripping over shit, I'd be broken. Like, he's jumping from trees, it's like, you can't see with that shit. Yeah, and then I gotta eventually go out there and patch up that hole, but it's third floor. Nowhere to stand.
Get some. You got a ladder?
Yeah, not a real one. I got a little step ladder thing.
How many feet do you need?
I don't know.
More than 28?
No. I just need a support system so that I don't fall and break my ass. The guy I was with jiu-jitsu with on Wednesday, he was talking about he did something with his roof and he just fucking he does a lot of rock climbing and rope climbing and stuff, so he just he tied himself off from the chimney and just fucking got in a harness and went and did it. I was like, oof.
Nope.
I said, I don't know if I trust my chimney that much.
Nope.
We just had our chimney repointed a couple of years back, and it was Di got it through some guy that he supposedly did a really good job, but he was he's apparently been deported.
Mm. Yeah, I'll bring my ladder over. Mm. I'll find out what the maximum length is, and we'll see if it. So
that's here's one of those sweet ones that like folds up into. Mm-hmm. Damn, I want one, but they're like $300, and I was like,
well, I think it was like $150, $160. I think nice. I had to buy two.
And tape them together.
Well, no, because I had the one for doing the self, and I had to get in the attic, and that one was just barely not tall enough, so I'm like, oh, fuck it, let's get this one.
Mm. Nice.
So.
Hey, you don't think about it, how much like a ladder costs and things. You don't have a post digger, do you?
I don't. My dad has some kind of 12-volt battery version.
Hmm. I just need to dig two holes.
If you're going to dig, if you're going to dig a grave, I'm going to dig two.
Now you dig one, but then you gotta bury an animal over top of it halfway down so that if the dogs get to it, they think that they found what mm-hmm. was buried there.
I remember when I got the house, I'm like, I gotta buy a hand truck. No, my friend, you don't use it that often. I'm like, the fuck, I don't know what kind of life you live.
A hand truck, you mean like a push cart?
Hand cart, dolly.
Yeah, I have a dolly. I need to put air in the tires for that, too. It's been sitting in the basement too long. Mm. Haven't used that since we moved in.
Look who's back.
Quick, now's our chance. I'm looking forward to... I guess I'm looking forward to warmer weather, but I'm not looking forward to the chores of getting everything set up again.
I would just like a break in this loop.
It'll happen. One way or the other, something will give.
Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna be me.
Ain't got no fucks to give.
There are four lights.
That meme I posted. 1.21 give a fucks. We need the fucks capacitor. Good shit.
Yes.
Yeah. But where are we at on time here? Because we got to go get that 17, food.
17 minutes.
17 minutes. This is going to be a quick one.
Yep. Yeah. We got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, we didn't finish the books. We ain't done anything self. I saw today Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be on the Jocko podcast. So that one's probably going to be a good one.
Okay.
And then what else did I see? I still have yet to listen to Jocko on Jordan Peterson's podcast.
Well, I guess I did do something on self-development. Well, the shit was hitting the fan, and my coworker's losing his shit, and I remained very stoic, explaining them how things worked. I think I finally got through to him.
Yeah, freaking out and panicking's not just going to make things worse.
My favorite is, I don't know how you can be so stoic. I don't know how you can be so nihilistic about this, but this is what's going on. I'm like, what can I do?
Not much. There's not much you can do at that point. You just got to work to get off the X.
Like, I reached out to the one guy. I'm like, hey, can I do this? No, we don't have a license for that. Can I do this? No, we can't do that. I'm like, oh, okay. I tried.
Did what I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that situation. I'm sorry you're going through it. Companies are shit.
It is a story of part of my... There's always an arc in my employment somewhere where this shit happens.
Is there a... is it, like, all because your manager left, or was this going to happen anyway, and this is why she left?
No, this is because of my manager leaving, and they gave me a manager who's not that great. Like, the other guy so I don't know why they did this, but two of us are with this guy, and the other guy, everyone else is with the other guy that was on our previous team. He has weekly meetings and one-on-ones. This guy does none of that. Yeah. I think he's overworked, but he doesn't have time to manage us, so...
Hmm. No, that's not a good manager then.
Nope.
That's the whole point of a manager.
Mm-hmm.
They say a manager's job is really supposed to be delegation.
It's supposed to be delegation and keeping the troops updated.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go sneak another person meeting and find out what's going on in the company. That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things I don't like about my bossness is that he's doing too much stuff himself instead of delegating it out. Mm-hmm. And like he's always busy and like, well, can't ask for help for somebody that's always busy.
Nope.
That's probably his plan.
Well, I know what's going to happen. He's gonna snap, and I'm not going to. Because I refuse.
Just bend, don't break.
Yep.
That's the way to be. Well, that's about, I guess, all I got today. I'm hungry. I woke up too damn early and went to jiu-jitsu at fucking 6:30 this morning. And
good job.
So, yeah, so I'm starting to get a little tired now. I haven't eaten yet, so.
I've been wrangling spreadsheets for the past 3 days and downloading files, and it's funny that people are on my case about getting this project done, yet I'm the one doing all the work.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. That's the way it happens. They're going to come and ask you for their stapler back soon.
Come get it.
I've attached your stapler to a drone and sent it on a miscellaneous adventure. But, yeah, and then we'll, just a quick, short one, nothing new major, nothing too major, just...
We'll try again in 2 weeks.
We'll make sure Joel's fully caffeinated then.
I am fully caffeinated right now.
Oh, well, we'll make sure Joel's alive.
I get to choose to decide that, not you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap us up for now. We'll be in touch in 2 weeks. Yep. Have a good one.
Later.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.